Needing Others by Rita Morrow. Going through life thinking we can do things on our own without help from others is never a good choice to make. We definitely need people in our lives to help guide us, teach us, strengthen us, and love us. Having people that we can count on to shine a light in our lives and let us know that we matter is good medicine for the heart. Having a circle of friends, whether it's family or not, that you can lean on just helps your life run smoother. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone who will listen and lead us in the right direction. Romans 12:4-5. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. We need each other to function, to hold accountable, to teach, and to learn. I am blessed to have a beautiful family and good friends. I think I always struggled with just wanting to be independent and be on my own. It's funny, when you find yourself completely alone, after a while you just want someone to talk to. I guess it depends on what type of person you are and what kind of lifestyle you have and what your job or career entails. We need good, strong, positive interaction with people. We need healthy relationships to grow personally and spiritually. Ephesians 4:2-3. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Having strong, healthy relationships is so important. In building strong relationships, the most important one we have to start with is our relationship with God. Having that beautiful connection with God allows us to find friendships and relationships that are healthy and good for us. When we live by God's example, it lets others see who we are. Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Hebrews 10:24-25, English Standard Version. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Psalm 133:1, English Standard Version. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. 1 Corinthians 12:13, New King James Version. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. Have a blessed day.